Such a nice way to begin the group harmony review tonight with Ray Pollard and the Wanderers from New York. MGM Records, released on the MGM subsidiary of Cub Records back in 1961, For Your Love. With yours truly, Dan Romanello, on a Saturday night here in New York City on the group harmony review on WFUV. Fordham University's voice from midnight to 2 a.m.
My heart is an open house, warm as can be. All that it needs is company. Please let me show you, let me show you around my heart. My heart is a fireplace burning away, flaming with love both night and day. Please let me show you around my heart.
Room for your gladness. arms. Trust in me, dear. Give me a chance to prove that I care. Please let me show you. Let me show you around my
the beauty of so many of those late 50s and early 1960s vocal groups, and a very sweet sound indeed. From Philadelphia, Al Banks and the Turbans. Recorded here in New York City, released on Herald Records from New York, Al Silver's label. And very beautiful ballad. In my opinion, please let me show you around my heart. On a Saturday night in New York City on the Group Harmony Review, we go out to the West Coast, cross country, and this particular vocal group from Bakersfield, California. And this song was issued on Vita Records out of Pasadena. One of three versions of a very pretty rhythm and blues song we're going to be featuring tonight here on the show. This one from 1955.
Adorable, 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 adorable baby. You're adorable, sweet as can be. You're adorable. A dream came to me. You're all that I hoped my love would ever be. You're so lovable. When you're in my arms, you're so kissable. When I hold your charms, you're mine, you are so divine, my adorable one. You must have come from heaven, because you thrill me so. My heaven starts at 7 sharp. You start my heart to glow, glow, glow. You're so huggable, so clinging, so nice. You're excitable when kissed once or twice. And soon you'll be mine alone, you adorable one. You must have come from heaven, because you thrill me so. My heaven starts at 7 sharp. You start my heart to glow, glow, glow. You're so huggable, so clinging, so nice. You're excitable when kissed once or twice. And soon you'll be mine alone, you adorable one. Adorable, 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 adorable baby. Adorable, 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 adorable.
Adorable, 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 adorable baby. You're adorable, sweet as can be. You're adorable, a dream girl to me. You're all that I hope my love will ever be.
Adorable, 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 adorable baby.
You're so lovable. kissable. When I hold your charms, you're mine, you are so divine. My adorable one,
adorable one.
You must have a come from heaven, because you thrill me so. My heaven starts at seven sharp. You start
my heart
to go,
go, go.
You're so huggable, so clean, so nice. You're excitable when kissed once or twice, and soon you'll be mine alone. You adorable one,
adorable baby.
You must have a come from heaven, because you thrill me so. My heaven starts at seven sharp. You start
my heart
to go. Once or twice, and soon you'll be mine alone. You adorable one,
adorable baby,
adorable baby,
adorable. When I hold your charm, you're mine, you are so divine, adorable one. You must have come from heaven, because you me so. My heaven stars at seven sharp.
You start
my heart to glow. You're so lovable. When you're in my arms, you're excitable. Charms, your mind, you are so divine, adorable one,
adorable.
Just love that midnight wail. Shades of the old time capsule show, kept alive each and every Saturday night here on Group Harmony Review with yours truly, Dan Romanello, every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m. So great to be back with you. And thank you for the nice response to re-airing one of the old specialty shows, first time re-airing of the legendary Cadillacs from New York, their guest spot here on Group Harmony Review. And also with the mail that's been coming in response to the all 1960 edition of the show, we never focused entirely on that particular year, the carryover of the 1950 sound. Might be doing a volume two of that, and even considering taking it further to an all 1961 show. Coming up next week here on Group Harmony Review, we'll be getting back to that mailbag and mail acknowledgments with an all-request show edition. And looking forward to that very much. Hope you can join me. And have something special planned for you tonight. The second hour of Group Harmony Review. Once again, I will be going back to a very special edition of the show. One of my favorite guest spots during the anniversary month of the program, which began here at WFUV on the campus of Fordham University in March of 1963 as the Time Capsule Show. Well, periodically, longtime record collector and good friend Bob Hannis would drop by to join me on the show, and in particular to celebrate the anniversary month. And I have one here tonight from March of 2004, as we were beginning the 42nd year of the program. I can't believe I'm saying the number of years we've been so fortunate to present this great American art form here on the campus of Fordham University in New York. So what I thought I would do tonight, since this is one of my favorite guest spots, thanks to Bob Hannis, with the material is just phenomenal, and so many great guest collectors would join in over the years. So from a guest collector's point of view, some very interesting material will be coming up the second hour tonight here on Group Harmony Review.
There are so many lovely thoughts I never said to you. I thought I'd take the time, my dear, to let my heart speak.
Pride and joy.
So many loving thoughts I've never said to you. I thought I'd take the time, my dear, to let my heart speak true.
Wasn't that spectacular? I got to tell you, when I listened to those early 50s vocal groups of rhythm and blues from the very special time period here in America for this sound, they are so meaningful. And when I think about so many of them, obscure and unknown, yet presenting their talents and becoming part of the history of this music, it's always so special to me to go back and play the obscurities and the unknowns along with the very popular artists and releases. Probably from the Baltimore and Washington, D.C. area, something that had been recorded earlier but didn't surface until sometime in the 1970s when Roadhouse Records was presenting some beautiful and previously unissued sides. And a few weeks back, I featured something by the Blue Jays on Roadhouse. And I thought we'd go back once again to a very early release for the Roadhouse label. Under the name of the Black Hawks on Roadhouse, Beatrice, My Darling. And in my opinion, without a doubt, captures the vocal group essence of the early rhythm and blues sound, which we enjoy presenting and discussing and going back to the roots, actually, even earlier, the 1940s groups, which so much influenced the development of 1950s R&B and then the transition into the 60s and later. So very beautiful. Hope you enjoy that. I know we got a good response to the Blue Jays, and there we have the Black Hawks with Beatrice, My Darling. Just to recap, we began the show tonight with the Wanderers on Cub Records, For Your Love. We had the Turbans on Herald, Let Me Show You Around My Heart. Then we went into a very nice three-song set. We closed from Los Angeles, California, circa 1962, from an LP not issued as a single by Little Caesar and the Romans for Delphi Records from Los Angeles with Adorable. Just prior to that, the great Drifters version of the song from 1955. And, of course, the group with their roots and that wonderful lead of Clyde McFadder and so many other distinctive leads over the years, Gerhard Thrasher and Charlie Thomas performing today. That time with Johnny Moore from 1955. And that was actually recorded in Los Angeles. Johnny Moore and the Drifters for Atlantic Records. Adorable. And we began, as I said, the group from Bakersfield. They were the Colts from 1955 and their version of the tune on Viter Records. So we had Little Caesar and the Romans, Johnny Moore and the Drifters, and the Colts, a wonderful West Coast LA group with Joe and Ruben Grundy in there and Leroy Smith. So very fine indeed. And since we played the Colts, not the Baltimore Colts, the Colts from Los Angeles area, well, we have to play the Jets. Not really a battle of the groups. We'll save the battle between the Jets and the Colts for the football field tomorrow, or actually later today, since it is now after midnight on Saturday night, early Sunday morning. Here are the Jets from New York on G Records from 1956. Here on Group Harmony Review.
Boom, 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 did it, did it, did it, boom, boom, did it. Yeah.
me.
That is fabulous. One of my favorite recordings by the Five Royals, or actually the Five Royales from the Salem and Winston area in North Carolina, recorded for Apollo Records, that incredible vocal group from 1952-54 releases, and just wonderful. Too Much Lovin' on Apollo by the Five Royales here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV. In New York City. And just ahead of that, we had something else very nice. I'm really enjoying the music tonight and looking forward to the upcoming guest spot at the top of the next hour. We had the Jets on G Records from 1956, G Records from New York. The New York Jets featured, since there were Jets also from Detroit and other areas around the country. But those were the Jets, who were also the Mellotones, who recorded for Decca Records, and that release was on G Records from New York, and just a perfect example of the great mid-1950s up-tempo sounds here in New York with those sax breaks, thanks to Jimmy Wright and the orchestra. That was entitled Heaven Above Me. And then the Five Royales on Apollo with Too Much Lovin'. Mentioned a little while ago the roots of the music, and have at least two or three sides from that era tonight, the mid to late 1940s, to introduce 1950s rock and roll and rhythm and blues to us all. This particular side, I believe, was recorded 1949, without a doubt, the 1940 sound. Wasn't issued until 1954. Once again, on Apollo Records, we'll see if we can get this old 45 to play. The Striders, here on Group Harmony Review.
Entertaining fool, and that's what I've always been. Whatever game I play, I feel the same old way, for I can't seem to win. I'm a hesitating fool. I can't even get a start. The phrases that I say all seem to disobey the feelings in my heart. I need somebody who I could give my confidence to. I hope someday to find just the one I have in mind. I'm a hesitating fool. I'll always be that way too. Unless by turn of fate I wouldn't hesitate if I met one like you. I need somebody who I could give my confidence to. I hope someday to find
turn of fate, I wouldn't hesitate if I met one like you.
I went to school one day, everything was the same, but there was a new girl in class. The fellows were asking her name. Then suddenly something inside of me was touched. Suddenly, and I knew so much. Oh,
what is your name? What is your name? I want you so much.
Will you be mine always?
And there we are, capping off that three-record set with a vocal group called the Young Lions, on Tampa Records, entitled How Wrong You Are. Just ahead of that, we had The Vibes on Allied Records, What's Her Name? And we began with The Striders on Apollo, Hesitating Fool. Here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV, from right here in the Bronx, Dean Barlow and the Crickets. This, their later version of a very nice tune from 1954 originally, entitled Be Fateful. And this later version by Dean Barlow and the group issued in 1961.
Be faithful.
Be faithful.
Be faithful.
Keep your heart pure and true. Be faithful. The same as my heart is to you. Don't let what people say, 'cause you do go away, as always.
Nicely done from 1961 on Beacon Records. That was the release date for a later version of Be Fateful by Dean Barlow and the Crickets from right here in the Bronx. And coming up at the hour, the second hour tonight will be a special feature. I will be re-airing the first hour of a guest spot thanks to Bob Hannes from back in 2004 when Bob dropped by to help celebrate another anniversary date for the program. And that was in March of 2004 when we were beginning the 42nd year of the show. And before long, we will be beginning the 48th year of the program here on the campus of Fordham University, beginning as the Time Capsule Show back in 1963, right here on WFUV. And it's interesting when you think about the longevity of this program, what it takes for a show to be on the air this many years in one location. I know a lot of programs, both radio and television shows, move from one station to another. But the fact that we've had a home here, thanks to WFUV, I think is so meaningful to so many of us. And the listener support, the listener input, the management of the station, and I just love everything about the program, and I love being connected with all of you and the station and keeping everything on the air, on public radio in the tri-state area, and on the internet at WFUV.org. So you might want to take it upon yourselves, since the fundraising is coming up for WFUV, and Group Harmony Review does not do any actual active fundraising, but many listeners send in a donation to WFUV during fundraising on behalf of Group Harmony Review. So just thought I'd mention that, and how fortunate we all are to have this program. The Group Harmony Review, every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m. with yours truly, Dan Romanello. Let's see if we can get in a few more sides before we go back to a very special guest collectors program. Thanks to Bob Hannes. Coming up at the top of the hour.
But the best of friends must part, and though I'm leaving, baby, you will still be in my heart. But it's so plain to see that I'm not the one you love. But we couldn't be satisfied. Although to please you, baby, I sacrificed my pride. But it's all plain to see that I'm not the one you love. But we still see each other and discuss the latest topics of the day.
But if you should find alone, there's nothing that I could say, could say, could say.
Happiness and believe, baby, I tried to do my best, but it's all plain to see that I'm not the one you
Once again from Dean Barlow and the Crickets, gave you the flip side of that Beacon issue, and that was entitled, I'm Not the One You Love. Going to go to the original Beacon 45 right now, and just mentioned a few minutes ago, Dean Barlow and the Crickets from 1954. Well, on the flip side of the 54 release was a very fine side by the Deep River Boys, one of the roots groups from the 1940s era. I mentioned earlier with the Striders and said I had another group in that category. And the Deep River Boys, again, very meaningful to the development of 1950s R&B. And on this particular group, Harry Douglas, who we had the privilege of meeting in person many years ago at the United and Group Harmony Association, one of the meetings in New Jersey. But the Deep River Boys on this release on Beacon consisted of Harry Douglas and Edward Wares, Vernon Gardner, and Carter Wilson. Here's the group with a very nice tune entitled A Sleepy Little Cowboy. As we're getting ready to wind down the first hour of the Group Harmony Review.
Busy day, the engines came, but you scared them all away. Sleepy little cowboy, time you were bedding down. Now don't you frown. Thanks to you, they didn't rob the stage. I bet. This is WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org.
Well, that great old Alan Freed theme song, bringing back those memories of the Time Capsule show here on WFUV. Born here on the campus of Fordham University in March of 1963, and here we are in March, the year 2004. Hard to believe, my friends, about to begin the 42nd year of the show. And one of the great traditions at the anniversary programs is having special guest collectors come by and joining in. And tonight it's my pleasure to have back at 90.7 FM on the Group Harmony Review, Mr. Bob Hannes. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks a lot, Dan. It's great to be back. And once again on the anniversary month, which makes it kind of special. And it's got to be a special month for you too, Dan, because I've heard that you become a grandfather, and on top of that, just a couple of days ago, celebrated your birthday. So congratulations and happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bob. Sure do appreciate that. And celebrating my birthday, I guess, the same month as the program itself, and now a grandfather, as you said, so I appreciate that very much. And it always is very special when you come by the show. Here we are the third week in March, so from now until next weekend will be the Time Capsule Show anniversary. And completing 41 years and beginning the 42nd year. And Bob Hannes, a special guest. So many times you came by and joined me on the show at the anniversary of the TCS. And once again, I thank you for being here. And once again, Bob is going to be featuring for the next 2 hours original 45 RPM recordings from his collection. Want to get things going with the first one?
Yeah, Dan, why don't we kick things off with a group called the Charmers, and this is My Love. Thank you.
that same thrill and chill when you're by my side. I wonder, can this be love? I never felt this way. It's so hard to realize. It seems to be just like a dream come true. But all I'm wondering day by day, will this feeling fade away? I wonder, can this be love?
Yes, I wonder. Day by day, my friend, if she's coming back to me. Well, wonder. Day by day, my friends, if this really can be love.
I never felt this way. It's so hard to realize. It seems to be just like a dream come true. But all I'm wondering day by day, will this feeling fade away?
Dan, we started things off with a group called the Charmers on the Sure Play label back in 1962, and that was called My Love, and that was from Los Angeles. Don't know much about the group. The only thing that is a little bit of a clue is that the there's five names mentioned on the label, which is sometimes an indication of the group members, and that it's J. Williams, C. Reese, C. Ellis, and L. Matthews, and F. Matthews. So maybe somebody out there, you know, has some information on them. And then we went over to New York City. The Winners, Can This Be Love? And that was on the classic Rainbow, New York City Rainbow label from 1956.
Yeah, beautiful material there, Bob. And I also like that closer very much, which I was unfamiliar with on USA Records. Now, that's also a very collectible record label. And an artist by the name of Lou Washington, fabulous group back there. When We Meet Again, Lou Washington and group on USA Records, from the collection of my special guest tonight, Bob Hannis, here on an anniversary edition, special anniversary edition of the Group Harmony Review in the month of March in the year 2004. We're getting ready to begin the 42nd year of the program, and Bob Hannis is kind enough to join us tonight with all original 45 RPM recordings from his collection. And now back to my guest.
Okay, Dan, thank you. Well, we're out in Los Angeles, New York City, and Chicago, so let's swing down to Philadelphia. I'd like to dedicate this next song, though, to a few collectors. First, Elaine Wade out there in Wisconsin. I think you know Elaine, Dan.
And, yes, definitely.
And then also in Texas, a couple longtime collectors, Chris Varela and Tom Goodell.
Ah, Tom's and been up here along with Elaine.
Some familiar names, sure. The Sundials, Philadelphia, Weather to Resist.
What shall I do? else shall I do?
Okay, I just concluded another three-record set. We began with the Sundials, Weather to Resist. That was on the Gaiden label, 1962. And then we followed that one with the Sequins, Don't Fall in Love. That was on Red Robin, 1956, and featured Robert Coleman on lead. And if I'm not mistaken, Dan, I believe that's the last group record on that on the Red Robin label.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Bob. And that's a fabulous recording, both sides. And we were talking about the great up-tempo on the flip. And that Sundials on Gaiden, definitely one of the rare items today if you can find any of those priceless gems on the Gaiden label. And you just closed from New York City What a beautiful record from 1961. The early 1960s, but without a doubt, captures that late 50s doo-wop sound. And we definitely know the vocal group, The Verdicts, is from Brooklyn. The East Coast record label, or a rare label with an address in Manhattan, that was entitled My Life's Desire, The Verdicts on East Coast from 1961. And it's interesting to me, it also has almost a Jesse Belvin sound, although I know that the group is from Brooklyn. It's one of the great Al Brown groups. You can hear Al on piano. So beautiful and so perfect, and definitely East Coast, as the label says. And a pleasure to have you feature that here on the show, Bob.
Certainly one of my favorites, too, Dan. To begin our next set, we'd like to make a special dedication. And we're going to dedicate this very first song in the set to the men and women in all our armed forces. It has to do with Soldier Boy, but we'll make that Soldier Boy include all the men and women and in all the different services serving our country.
Each night I pray to return to you. I love you.
Far away.
Okay, we start things off with the Soldier Boys. That was on the Scepter label from 1962, the same as the Shirelles. And, of course, it's an obvious answer record to the Shirelles. And then we continued on with the Uniques, which, pardon the pun, had a unique spelling of their name, E-U-N-I-Q-U-E-S, instead of the starting with a U. And that was Cry, Cry, Cry. And that was on the 620 label out of Chicago.
And we closed it out from California on a great West Coast label, Highland Records, from 1961, a Bobby Sanders production, his name right on the label, The Wilsones on Highland, and writer's credit simply go to The Wilsons, but the name of the group, The Wilsones, Let Me Help You, Highland Records, 1961. And, of course, Bobby Sanders, one of the fabulous West Coast doo-wop items, other items of his on Kent Records and Cabo Records that we were talking about off mic. And here's something also with his involvement from 1961. By the way, it's interesting, as we were also talking about that Soldier Boys, you think about the Shirelles' Soldier Boy just a few numbers away, which was just an incredible hit from that time period, and the answer record right into obscurity.
Yeah, it's almost as if it was the two releases were planned, because the numbers are so close. I looked up the numbers of Shirelles. The Shirelles was Scepter 1228, and this one was 1230, so you only had one record in between them. So they were released rapid fire, but one monster and one...
real right. Collectible.
Real collectible is right.
Thank you, Bob Hannes.
Okay, Dan, let's continue right along, and we'll start the next set off. Tommy Frontera and a group, After Tonight.
After Tonight. Kiss me tonight, the way you held me so tight. I'll never want another love after tonight. After tonight. After tonight. The way you told me that you love me, the way you told me that you care. That you love me, the way you told me that you care. I'll never want another love after tonight. After tonight. After tonight.
Enjoy the scene. That love was made too soon. They called it love
in the afternoon.
bright, the one you love. Tell me she's found enough. Just sit under the silver moon and call it love. That love that stole my heart and bring those memories of you. Don't take my heart, don't take my love, I die. Love in the eye. The sun gazing at the moon, they call it love.
In the end,
We started things out in Detroit on the REM label, 1960, Tommy Frontera in a group, After Tonight. After that, Dan, we went over to New Haven, Connecticut. Well, New Haven, Connecticut label, a group was actually from Springfield, Massachusetts. The Dream Tones, Love in the Afternoon, On Click from 1958. And the members of the group, Major Branch was on lead, Drew Thompson, Clarence Thomas, Milton White, and Val Portier.
Thanks, Bob. That is a beautiful recording. That Dream Tones is just so sweet. Love in the Afternoon. And I kind of like that opener, too, which I wasn't familiar with after tonight. Very nice, from 1960. And speaking of being unfamiliar with records, that's what I love about guest collectors like you, Bob. I also was not aware of that one we closed with, which is very nice. Detected a female sound in there, a female voice mixed in with a beautiful vocal group, and actually sounds like a duet lead. The artist's name is Earl and Jimmy, and on Cash Sales Records, and I think a very pretty item entitled We Have It Made.
Okay, Dan, let's move right along to the next set and go up tempo once again. And a song called That's All I'll Ever Need, and These Are the Townsmen.
Thank you. Fandango.
Okay, I'd like to dedicate that last set we just heard to a few people, Ron James over in New Jersey, and also going out to Pennsylvania, a couple longtime collectors, Mark Kordowski and Ted Artkowski. We started off with the Townsmen, the up-tempo side of what's a real good two-sided record, That's All I'll Ever Need, and that was on the PJ label. From 1961, and then that label had some association with Louis Lyman. And then we swung over to a New York City label, the Dome label. We did two sides on the Dome label, the Kent's I Love You So, Dome 501 from 1958. And Dan, you want to discuss that last one we did?
Oh, I love that last one.
Yeah.
Fine Brooklyn group from my neck of the woods. The Gay Tunes, and that was Dome number 502, also from 1958. Beautiful recording entitled Don't Go. Actually, anything on the Dome label is super rare nowadays, and beautiful recordings from the late 50s. And the Townsmen, really nice there that you began with. And I see we're getting out into the Pennsylvania collectors as well. You know, the internet helps. And also want to say hi to Ron James. I know a faithful listener of the show, as you mentioned as well. Bob Hannis, a very special guest here on the show tonight. We're moving along so nicely. So let's get back to Bob's collection.
Okay, Dan, let's begin things on this set with the Lone Stranger. These are the Denotations.
Bang, bang, whoa, bang. La 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 la
just know I can't go on without you. Maybe someday you will return. It may be a day in June. Oh, and if that day should ever come, I know it won't be too soon. Oh, I don't know. Why do roses die? Don't know. Why my heart must cry? I just know.
I hadn't found out in time. Darling, I'm happy now. I'm in love, yeah.
We just concluded with the Leaping Flames, Detroit's MRC label, back in 1963, It's Been So Long. Right before that, we were listening to The Marathons, Don't Know Why, and that was on Sabrina, that unmistakable Los Angeles sound from 1959. And we began things with Denotations, The Lone Stranger, and that was on the Lawn record label. Let's continue right on, go into our next set, go back up tempo with the Parakeets Quintet, My Heart Tells Me.
Ooh,
You enjoyed the show tonight as much as I enjoyed presenting it for you. And once again, thanks to Bob Hannes for that very fine guest spot from back in 2004 with some fabulous material. Looking forward to being with you next week as we go back into that mailbag and feature all requests, dedications, acknowledge the mail. Looking forward to being with you once again next Saturday night. Here on Group Harmony Review. Yours truly, Dan Romanello, thanking you for joining me. And I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening, folks.